Go ahead.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Tattoos and touchdowns. They love the game. I'm perturbed. Lyle Alzado, Matusak, and Ham, and Lambert.
Minister of Defense, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, John Elway, You know, Jim Kelly.
It's football. Just give me my chance to, like, put a big leather helmet on like Al Bundy's.
You are listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns on warlikeradio.com.
Happy holidays from Tattoos and Touchdowns, your boy Chris Espo. With me, as always, Will Sweeney.
Hey, what's going on? Is it Christmas time already?
Yeah, and we have Shecky Joe C. behind us.
I promise no jokes.
No. There will be jokes on this show. You had to hear what was in pre-production. Horrendous. This is the best day of the year.
This is NFL fans Thanksgiving. I'm not going to call it Christmas because, as far as I'm concerned, Christmas is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But this is Thanksgiving.
And on Thursday was New Year's because it's the first game, the first everything.
Okay.
It's, you know, a new birth of the season.
Yay.
And if you're listening to us, we're on morelikeradio.com exclusively. It's not FM, it's not XM, it's More Like Radio.
Yeah.
We're in the chat room, morelikeradio.com. Click the live button, then click the chat room button, and you'll be up and you can talk to us. We're in the chat room right now. I'm so excited for today. And with the time frame, the time schedule that we have now from 10 a.m. to noon every Sunday, we lead you right into the pregame. So before you have to stare at the likes of Warren Sapp and Rich Eisen, you could actually come and listen to us and get a real unbiased review and then listen to the biased review.
Right.
So you can formulate your own ideas. But we're going to start with the game that happened on Thursday with Baltimore and Denver.
Now, let me ask you this before we go further. Would you consider that an upset win?
For Baltimore? For Denver?
Yeah.
No. Only because they're home. If they were in Baltimore and the banner was raised and Peyton comes out and drops knowledge like he did at home.
He dropped a hell of a lot more than knowledge.
Yeah. He taught everyone in one game.
Yeah.
And this is what I'm trying to say with giving Peyton Manning too much time to prep. And I said this last week, if you give Peyton more than a week to get ready for a team, he will dissect you and pick you apart. And lo and behold, the man throws 462 yards. He completed 27 passes, 7 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
Yeah. And that ties a record, 7 touchdowns.
Yes.
Ties a record set back, it wasn't set back. It was tied back in 1968, I believe it was.
Y.A. Tittle?
No, it wasn't Y.A. Tittle. It was a Vikings quarterback.
I just wanted to say Tittle.
I know. But Tittle did set the record did tie the record in 62.
Right.
I think it was a quarterback by the name of Caps or Cups, something like that for the Vikings.
Joe Cap.
Yeah, that's it. 1968.
Is he really that good or just the other team didn't show up?
He's amazing.
Really?
Peyton Manning is one of the best quarterbacks.
Ever.
Yeah. Ever?
And I hate to, and I've said before, I hate to compare era to era. Man. But he's amazing in the regular season, in the playoffs, because teams have enough time to pregame prep for him. I didn't see anything from Baltimore in this game that made me perk up and say, "Wow, they deserve to win the Super Bowl last year. They deserve to be defending champs." Nothing they did. I mean, you had Joe Flacco throw 60 times.
Right.
He did throw for 360 yards in the game.
But he had a decent game individually, absolutely.
Yeah, but they had no running game. And this was a game that I could have seen Denver suffer because they had no Von Miller. And they
Here
had
we
no...
go again.
Oh, my God, what do we got? Stop looking at porn.
Stop.
Okay.
Suddenly an iPad commercial popped up as I'm looking for Ravens, Broncos stats.
What we had was I was looking at Ray Rice trying to dominate that front seven because Von Miller's out for 6 games.
Right.
And Elvis Dumervil is now on the team that they just played.
Right.
So I was looking for something different, and I didn't get it.
No, you really didn't. And it was it was just, to me, it was very surprising to see the Ravens come out. They came out and they looked decent in the beginning of the game, and then all of a sudden they just went completely flat.
What killed them, there was two key plays in the game. The injury to Jacoby Jones on the punt.
Right.
Where his own guy ran into him and he hyperextended his knee.
And he was pissed when he was on the sideline.
Oh, my God. Why would you, how could you not be?
I agree.
Listen, if you turn your own leg, it's your fault.
Right. But
when your own guy runs into you, you have no control over that. You can't do anything.
Right, exactly.
So, and the other play was the Wes Welker fumble. Now, on the punt. Now, they have Tavon Holliday is their normal punt returner.
Right.
I don't know what John Fox was smoking, but he pulls him out and puts Welker in for one punt. And that's the punt that he fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
Wes Welker did not look that good in this game. He had a lot of drops.
Right.
And there was the other tremendously key play, as I'm trying to sit there and remember it. There was a play. Peyton Manning threw a pass to Wes Welker, and he winds up dropping the ball. Like, it hit the floor as he was catching it. They called it a catch. Peyton runs up to the line and hikes, calls another play. So now they can't challenge the play.
Right, which is brilliant on Peyton's part.
Right, but here's my thing. If I'm a head coach, or if I'm anybody on that coaching staff, the second I see him making a beeline to the front and putting his fingers down, you know he's going to call 900 different audibles at the line. If he's doing that, throw the red flag. Even if you're wrong, you're only losing a timeout.
Right, exactly. And let's be honest, Peyton Manning is so sneaky about things like that. If you see him doing that, it should be a key to you that, like, whoa, wait a second, that might not be right. So Harbaugh really has to hustle up and just get that flag out there.
Right, and that's also the guys up in the booth that are on the staff dropping the ball by not watching the replay right away. Because the replay happens before they even got up to the line. You got to be able to throw that flag. Because even if you throw it and they run the play anyway, at least you could say, listen, I threw the flag. You guys just didn't see it.
Listen, I don't care. If I'm the head coach and I see Peyton Manning running up like that, I don't care if my guys up there have seen the replay yet. I'm taking the chance. I'm throwing out the challenge flag, and I'm sitting there going, I don't know about that.
Right, right.
You got to take the chance because you know what? God forbid. I mean, it's mechanical equipment. Could be a failure.
Yeah.
There's things that can go wrong. If I'm the head coach and I see Peyton Manning doing that, I'm challenging the flag whether my guys in the upstairs say so or not.
And then he winds up on that drive scoring a touchdown anyway. Julian Thomas had a game, and I was talking to somebody yesterday. I was at a birthday party yesterday, and a guy was talking to me about the Mannings, both of them.
Right.
I said, if there's one thing I can say about them, they make no-name tight ends famous.
Sure.
Kevin Boss.
Jake Ballard.
You have Brandon Myers this year. I think he's going to have a big season for the Giants. Martellus Bennett really didn't have a big season, but Martellus Bennett's kind of known in the football
community. But you know what, though? Martellus Bennett didn't have a big season, but he was consistent. He was very consistent last year. He was Manning's go-to guy, and very rarely did Martellus Bennett fail.
Right.
And I just want to give a quick little shout-out to Jeff Jacobus. He posted in the chat room, Peyton Manning killed me on fantasy, fucker. Yep. Keep in mind, Jeff Jacobus is playing me this week, so.
Yeah, I'm actually going to, when I get a free chance, I'm going to go back over and we're going to talk about the first, who's playing who in the fantasy league.
Right, right.
Will's name is the Flying Teabags.
And Jeff got the ultimate teabag so far this
yeah,
week.
And seriously, I'm in a very big money fantasy league, and I have Peyton Manning handcuffed to Demaryius Thomas. They were my second and third round picks.
How'd that work out for you this week?
I'm up right now in that game alone, 117 to nothing.
Jesus Christ.
I don't need anybody else on my – the rest of my team can shit the bed today.
Right.
And I'm fine. But the rest of my team, I have Marcus Colston, Hakeem Nicks, LeSean McCoy, Jared Cook. Like, it's a good team.
Right, yeah, you're pretty good.
So, according to Yahoo, I got a B grade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get back into the game. My favorite play in this game was linebacker Danny Trevathan.
Mm-hmm.
Picks up. Was it a fumble or an interception? I don't remember which one it was.
It's an interception.
All right, so he gets the interception. He's running to pay dirt. He's got it. Nobody's going to touch him. He gets a little cocky and decides he's going to flip the ball behind him. But, oh, wait, not in the end zone.
I've seen this so many times. Remember when Leon Lett was playing?
I was just telling Joe about that before you got here. I was telling about Don Beebe coming up and smacking that out of his hands.
Leon Lett, Hall of Famer Leon Lett, had two very bad special teams plays. Well, I consider that a special teams play because it was, you know, he's returning a fumble.
Right, and that was in the same season he had both of them, right?
Yes, and then he was playing against Miami, and the ball is dead in the end zone, and stupid ass slides, kicks the ball in the snow, in Dallas of all places, and just completely, it's a fumble and it's a recovery for Miami, and it's bad.
Yeah, now I mean we've seen this a million times, and it happens more so for defensive players, and especially with this kid. This kid's a rookie, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
he got excited. He was about to get his first NFL touchdown as a linebacker. That's a big moment.
And he's actually taking over right now for Von Miller.
Right. So here's a little tip for anybody who's playing in the NFL on defense and college guys and some high school guys. If your end zones are painted, if you want to know if you're in there, look down. If you don't see grass green, don't drop the ball.
Duh.
Actually, Joe posted a picture of that. Joe posted a picture of that meme, and I think he said something along the lines of, this would be me, and he was just right by the end zone.
Why was Trevathan in a jazzy?
Oh, you dirty boy!
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, just completely boneheaded play, and I forget who it was on Baltimore. Smart enough, instead of trying to jump on top of the ball and possibly him losing it and giving it back to the Broncos to recover in the end zone for the touchdown, he hits the ball out of bounds, gets the touchback. So that was smart on the part of the Ravens. But you know, Danny Trevathan was quoted as saying it was just a young mistake. It was kind of selfish. I'm going to take full responsibility. I'm going to grow from it. There was some heated stuff on the sideline with Jack Del Rio, and you know, I needed that. Did you see Jack Del Rio?
No.
I saw the highlight of Jack Del Rio getting into this kid on the sideline. And I don't read lips well, but I read lips well enough to know that Jack Del Rio said, "What was that bullshit?" And you know what? I mean, Jack Del Rio has been a coach for a while. He's right. What he did was complete and total bullshit.
Yeah.
You got to know you're in the end zone before you start dropping that ball.
And what happens now is if you're a fringe player, say you're 52nd on the roster and you're just there for special teams.
Right.
And or even you're a third string linebacker and you make that play because it's garbage time at that point.
Yeah.
You're done. Like you should be getting a little tap on the shoulder from the Turk this week.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? If you're on Tom Coughlin's team, you're riding some pine for a while. And that's what happened with David Wilson.
Because Tom Coughlin is a smart-minded coach. You made a mistake. You got to sit down and think about what you did.
Right.
And you're going to come back, and you're never going to make that mistake again.
Right. I mean, and on top of that, I mean, yeah, Jack Del Rio was yelling at this kid, but there's something about Tom Coughlin yelling at you. And Tom Coughlin can bring a grown man to tears. I've seen him do it.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's probably going to bring some people to tears tonight.
Well, we're hoping, but we'll get into that in a little while. So, huge game if you are a Denver Broncos fan. Again, 27-42, 462 yards, 7 touchdowns for Manning. Huge, huge game.
Dude, it's video game numbers.
Yeah.
And it's not even like the new Madden numbers, because the new Madden numbers, they're realistic. I was actually having a conversation with Will last night about that. Lost that game, by the way, to Buffalo, 24-20.
Did you?
Yeah. Damn Geno Smith.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's gaudy video game, never happened in a million years type numbers.
No, you never see something.
He's
like
on
that.
Pace right now to throw 112 touchdowns.
Yeah, all right.
I know, but like because you get the experts, quote unquote, as I use air quotes in the studio, that say, oh, well, you know, he's
at this pace.
Yeah, at this, just like when a guy hits 3 home runs on the first day of the baseball season, oh, he's on pace for 700 home runs. Yeah, right. Sure, yeah. That'll happen.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what cracked me up. Like, you saw my post, I kind of jokingly put up on the Facebook page, Peyton Manning for MVP.
Well, no brainer.
Yeah, well, yeah, if the season ended today, yes. If the season ended today, the Denver Broncos would be Super Bowl champions.
And according to ESPN, I am a little bit more validated between the two. In New York, ESPN New York, they have a couple of morning radio shows. I don't know why you'd be listening to it, because you'd be listening to morelikeradio.com anyway, on the TuneIn app, by the way. Shameless plug. And,
very shameless.
Both guys, Mike and Mike in the morning, it's one guy had Houston in the Super Bowl, and one guy had Seattle in the Super Bowl. So it's kind of cool. I said, all right, so get rid of your other two crappy picks and put them together, and that's Espo's pick. But yeah, Denver looked fantastic. Denver looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Baltimore, the offense started to click. I mean, Dallas Clark had 7 catches for 87 yards, and Torrey Smith, another one of my fantasy guys, had 4 catches for 92 yards. Great. The running game was non-existent. Ray Rice, 36 yards and a touch. Bernard Pierce actually had 9 carries also. But when you get to a point when you're down by that much, you got to keep throwing the ball.
Right.
And Joe Flacco, 62 attempts. That's
unheard of.
That's along the lines of, if, God forbid, you had Mark Sanchez on your team and you had Sanchez throw the ball more than 25 times. Like, you never want that to happen. That's a recipe for a loss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And unfortunately, when your running game is not there, you're going to have to throw the ball 62 times. I mean, completed 34 of them. That's nice.
Yeah.
Just slightly over 50%.
Yeah, there was a lot of lax coverage by Denver. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, for the most part, shut down Torrey Smith. I mean, Torrey Smith did have almost 100 yards, but he only had 4 catches. That's what I want to look at. I want to look at how many times Torrey Smith was targeted, as opposed to how much he actually, you know, how many times he caught the ball,
right,
and for the yardage. So DRC did his job. The safeties did a good enough job that they didn't have, that it was serviceable. Like, the front 7 handled Ray Rice. They were in the backfield. They were in Ray Rice's pocket the entire game. I wound up watching up until halfway through the fourth quarter, and once it hit 42-27, I was like, all right, done. I washed my hands of this. I'm going to sleep. I got to be up early.
Yeah, well, tis what it is. So the Broncos start out with a big win, kick off the season. Now it's about time to look forward to today's games.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the NFL. I hate the NFL scheduling committee. Week 1 of the season, there's 16 games. Well, now there's 15 games. Of the 13 that are today, there's 10 games at 1 o'clock.
Right.
There's 2 games at 4 o'clock. Could you have given me one more 4 o'clock game? Do you know how boring Red Zone gets when there's 2 games? In 10 games, you know, you get that joygasm. It's like, I don't know where to look first when they start throwing up the quad box and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And after the show today, I got 55 minutes to get home to make sure I'm sitting down. Pulled pork in the crock pot, by the way, getting ready.
Oh.
Talk about tailgating. Yeah, buddy.
Coming to your house.
Come on over. And in between all that, I have to pack. Cause
that's right. You have a business trip.
Espo's leaving on a jet plane to Omaha. Yeah,
for two weeks.
Well, I come home, I leave again. I made sure I was going to be here for TNT.
Good bacon in Omaha.
Yeah, it's good steaks, too.
Steaks, yeah.
Fresh kills out there, that's why.
My thing is that I turned around and said, I don't care. I need a TV with NFL Network, because next Thursday, my Jets play the Patriots.
Right.
So I may be venturing to a sports bar in downtown Omaha to make sure, put the game on. Stupid. Go outside and electrocute the one cow that's there, throw it on my plate, give me a 42-ounce beer, and then leave me alone. Charge it to my room.
Sounds like a decent day to me.
So, anyway, today's games, we got the 1 o'clock games. We'll go through them a little bit. We'll start to focus in on certain games, and then we're going to do our Pros versus Joe segment, which is a 5-game pick'em against Joe C. The first game, is it part of the pick'em this game? Let me see.
I'll tell you in a second.
It is, so we could actually do this hand in hand. The first game that we have slated on the schedule is the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. It's a 1 o'clock game. I'm going to do all the 1 o'clock games first. I really don't see Buffalo having a snowball's chance in hell in this game.
No, no, not at all. New England is... New England's good. And Buffalo right now just isn't. Very inexperienced quarterback.
E.J. Manuel's healthy, so he's going to be playing today, which is good. They got a good running game.
Buffalo always has a decent running game, though. I mean, Mike Shanahan has made 1,000-yard runners out of nobodies. So, I mean, there's just that long
Buffalo,
list.
Marv Levy. Buffalo had Thurman Thomas. C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson is a good tandem. Fred Jackson's a good switch-up back. According to Stevie Johnson, wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, quote-unquote, "I don't think they got nobody that can stop me." Grammar. Johnson said Monday, according to the Buffalo News. For real. They're athletic, Stevie Johnson said. I give a lot of credit to the New England Patriots. I haven't played against Aqib Talib yet, who's going to be lining up across from Stevie Johnson. That's going to be the matchup of du jour of the day.
Right.
I've checked him out on tape. Long, athletic. Try to play with vision. They play as one unit. I can't read any more that he says. Terrible.
You know what? I'm going to go out there and say, whenever a guy talks like that, they usually wind up getting shut down. They usually wind up getting embarrassed.
And honestly, you're a big fish in a small pond on Buffalo. You came out of nowhere. Victor Cruz style came out of nowhere. Shut up. Shut up.
Especially when you're, number one, you're playing on the Bills, who just not looking very good right now. There's just a lot going wrong with them. And you're going up against Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Right.
The Patriots take 53. They have Tom Brady, and then they have 52 pretty much, you know, who?
Yeah, Tom Brady and the supporting cast.
Right. And somehow, some way, they make it happen. They make it happen. Ever since Tom Brady became quarterback, there's only been one time where they did not make the playoffs.
When he wasn't the quarterback and Matt Cassel went in.
There you go.
Bingo, bango.
And they lost a tiebreaker to the Jets that season.
Yeah.
So, you don't talk smack when you're going up against an opponent like this. If he wanted to sit there and say, hey, you know what, and don't take this the wrong way, the Jets can't hang with me, the Dolphins can't hang with me, okay.
Yeah. No offense taken.
But you are talking about right now the class of your division.
Class of your conference. They're still in the top five.
Yeah.
In the conference.
Yeah. So, you know what? I really want to see him get burned now.
Yeah, stats from last year. Tom Brady, 401 completions, 4,827 yards, 34 touchdowns. Stephen Ridley rushed for 1,200 yards last year and 12 touches. Wes Welker, who's not on the team anymore, was the receiving leader at 1,300 yards. Gronkowski's not. It's funny. All four of these guys are not on the team anymore. So it's a totally different vibe in New England. It's going to be interesting to see the... I'm actually going to pull up the Patriots depth chart now just to give everybody a little idea. LoveOurLads.com. Fantastic. Okay. So you got Danny Amendola and Julian Edelman are basically going to be your starting wide receivers. Josh Boyce and Kembrell Tompkins are going to be your next line up. Kembrell Tompkins is a fantasy sleeper in a lot of people's leagues.
Right.
It's looking good for them. Gronkowski's probably not going to start. I don't even want to attempt to say this guy's name. Michael Humanawanauni.
What?
Yeah, watch your mouth. And Zach Sudfield.
That's
so much easier.
King Kamanawanalea.
Yeah, basically. This is part of the Pros versus Joe segment. Will, what do you want to do? You want to pick against each other, or do you want to come to an agreement on a pick?
No, I think all three of us should make our picks, and we'll... We'll have a friendly little competition between the
awesome.
Three of us.
Awesome. I got New England in this game.
I definitely have New England.
Joe?
New England against who?
Buffalo.
Buffalo. New England. Oh. Patriots. Very, very wonderful people, Patriots. Everybody should know that I don't make my picks on who the team is, what they do, what they are. I sort of like, you know, my favorite color. You know,
he picks games like my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, like most wives do.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. My wife is much more successful at it.
And if I personally like the people on the team, you know, if I think they're nice guys and everything like that. So I'm going to pick the New England Patriots, basically because I'm from this part of the country, and I like them.
I was going to say, where's Buffalo and Guam?
Oh, we're in the New England states. New York is part of the New England states.
Okay.
You know, something
right.
like that.
So, for the first pick of the Pros versus Joe segment, all three of us take New England.
Oh, great. I didn't realize I picked with the Pros. That's good.
And I've already made Joe money this year.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ham Radio.
I
went up against Hammy this week, and I'm sorry, I went up against Uncle Eddie this week, and I said everybody took Denver in the studio except Eddie. He took Baltimore. And he owes everybody $5 each.
Well, right, and you know what? The only reason he picked Baltimore was because he wanted to be different.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's exactly what he said on the air.
Way to take one for the team, Ed.
I'll show you.
So, all right, we're going to go to the next game here. Next game
of the
week.
What's the pick-em? What's the pick-em?
You want to do the pick-em?
We'll do the Pro versus Joe's, and then
okay.
We'll...
So we got, as I keep fast-tracking through my iPad... My nimble fingers. We got Tennessee at Pittsburgh.
Tennessee at Pittsburgh.
Tennessee Titans traveling to the Pittsburgh Steelers. This game is not as easy as one might think. I really don't see Pittsburgh being as good this year as... Well, last year they were a mediocre 8-8, but it's not your granddad's Pittsburgh Steelers anymore.
No, it's not. But it is... Tennessee. Oh wow!
My thing is
you make your pick first. I want to think about this.
I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh, and the reason why I'm gonna go with Pittsburgh after I bash them is the fact that no team with Jake Locker on the center should win anything. He's not a legitimate quarterback. Sorry, Phil. Sorry, Mikey. Your team's gonna lose today. Chris Johnson's got to show. He rushed for 1,200 yards last year, but that pales in comparison to the CJ2K campaign
right.
when he ran for 2,000 yards.
Right.
In my eyes, he's not a running back build.
Yeah.
He's not. So yeah. The only thing that he has going for him is there's the defense itself for Pittsburgh is aging. Ziggy Hood, Casey Hampton, excuse me, Brett Kiesel, Lamar Woodley. Troy Polamalu, they're all getting up there in age.
No, they certainly are. They certainly are. But you know what? I mean, there's something to be said about the amount of experience on that defense. And I am going to, you know what? I'm going to pick Pittsburgh also. I mean, I'm not sold on Tennessee. I'm much more sold on Pittsburgh than anything else. So I'm going to go with Pitt also. Joe, who do you got?
Well, who we got here? The Tennessee Titans.
The Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh yeah, you know how you castrate a Tennessee Titan?
Oh boy!
You kick his sister in the mouth. That was a bit of a joke. At the Thinking Man Show. Anyway, I'm going with Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going with Tennessee, and I'm going to tell you why.
I'd like to know.
Okay.
Those hillbilly fucks. You know. 12-year-old Marion,
oh God,
hillbillies. I think they've got football in their blood. And everybody knows that when you got nothing to do, you fuck your sister, right? So I'm going with Tennessee.
MoreLikeRadio.com. No rules, just radio.
Yeah.
You want to take a break really quick after that one?
Okay.
Go wash out my ears with bleach,
okay.
And then we'll come back and finish up the next three
picks.
What
do you think the score's going to be?
Of that game?
Yeah.
Of Pittsburgh-Tennessee? I'm going to go 26-12 Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, huh?
Yeah,
well,
I got Pittsburgh in that
they
game.
They are the Steelers, you know.
Yeah, they steal your hearts.
They steal your hearts.
Lame.
I want to say 27-10.
Okay.
Wow. So I got Tennessee in this game.
Yeah, so you're the
How
lone
the fuck did that happen?
You're the lone gun.
Okay.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. We'll finish up with the Pros versus Joe segment, and then we'll start making some start making some regular picks for
now,
the
please don't
rest
pay
of the
attention
week.
To any of my picks. I am yeah. not responsible for the outcome, so I don't want you waiting outside in the backyard.
We need a disclaimer.
To beat the shit out of me.
You're listening to MoleckRadio.com.
Pay no attention to the men behind the board.
Board.
Board. Stupid.
MoleckRadio.com. We'll be back in a few.
MoleckRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and Touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark Out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The No Name Show.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
Sweet speakers with Lance and Kyle.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Consume Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
Damn it, can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't have a retirement chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on... Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Yes. The NFL Films Underdog March. We're playing this specifically for Joe.
I like this. If I ever get married again, I'm going to use this as I walk down the aisle.
So mad. Jesus Christ.
Good.
I don't even... You know what? Sometimes Joe really just leaves me completely speechless. I don't know what to say.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Tattoos and Touchdowns, MoleLikeRadio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. We're in our Pros versus Joe segment.
Yes,
never. Let's see here. Really quick, I just want to give everybody the phone number if they want to weigh in, because I forgot to give that, because I'm a dope. Phone number here is 908-854-4228. That number again, 908-854-4228.
If you're a Packers fan, you can't call in, basically because you can't know about
I want to apologize to all Packer fans.
They
it's not my.
Suck.
It's the, hold on.
They're a bunch
it's
of fags.
Okay. It's not my rules. It's not my basement.
So yeah.
It's not my bunker. He do whatever he wants. Shit.
Hey, do you know how the Packers fans find sheep?
How?
Very satisfying. You know what you call a Packers fan with a sheep under his arm?
What?
A pimp. no good method. I hope Hammy's listening right now. He's the most devout Packers fan.
If he was, he just turned it off.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate that one.
He'll definitely kick me out of the chat room, that's for sure.
All right.
So our next pick.
Yes. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay. All right. So we got the Arizona Cardinals at the St. Louis Rams.
Ooh, Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona at St. Louis.
Yeah. I tried to keep some of the games a little easy this week. This is one game that's kind of, in my eyes, a pick 'em. Arizona last year started the season like a house of fire with 4-0, and didn't win a game the rest of the season.
Yeah.
So they're on a 12-game losing streak. St. Louis got better this year.
They certainly did.
Tavon Austin, Chris Givens. They lost Steven Jackson, but now they have Darryl Richardson as the focused feature back, also part of Tattoos and Touchdowns fantasy team. Way to go. Sam Bradford, another season, and they finally give him a security blanket with Jared Cook at tight end, who was on Tennessee last year. Arizona, on the flip side, Carson Palmer.
Okay.
Has a new quarterback. Larry Fitzgerald is going to benefit from that because he's always benefited from pocket quarterbacks, circa Kurt Warner.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Michael Floyd is another year older, Notre Dame alum. He's going to take a little pressure off of Larry Fitzgerald. And they also have Andre Roberts.
Okay.
And they have Rashad Mendenhall, but anyway.
Right. All right, so we're going to keep it the trend. You are going to make the first pick.
I'm going, this is my quote-unquote Espo upset lock of the week. I'm taking Arizona.
Arizona
on the road. If Arizona was home, wouldn't be an upset.
Arizona
on the road, I feel, listen, the defense with Patrick Peterson, Carlos Dansby, Tyron Matthew, Darnell Dockett, they have a Calais Campbell. They have enough guys around them. They're going to put pressure on Sam Bradford. Bradford's probably going to get sacked about 4 times this game. I like Tavon Austin. I just don't see – they don't have enough veteran leadership at the wide receiver position, and Patrick Peterson is just that amazing.
Right.
Tyron Matthew, the Honey Badger out of LSU, he's going to make a big impact in this game also. I think Patrick Peterson has one punt return touchdown in this game also, special teams beast. I got Arizona winning this game by about 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
Really?
That's my upset of the week.
All right. I want to disagree with you. I'm picking the Rams.
Okay.
I think the Rams have improved. Well, I don't think Arizona's a bad team. I just think the St. Louis has improved a little bit more than Arizona has. And while, yes, Carson Palmer's going to be a good thing for Larry Fitzgerald, Carson Palmer's very aged.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that he has what it's going to take to really lead his team down to a victory on a consistent basis against a team that could be a big surprise right now.
I think the problem is that both of them are in just the same division, but they're in such a terrible division for them.
I mean,
you got Seattle and San Francisco.
Yeah.
They're going to be looking up the whole year anyway.
Absolutely. It's going to be a battle between those two just to see which one is better, really.
And like we've said, when we spoke to Jeff Capellini, it took just 3 years ago 7 wins to win that division.
Right.
Now it's going to take at least 11. So
yeah.
Arizona and St. Louis got better. You just hope that they got better all around. I think Carson Palmer may be a one and done this year with them.
Yeah, I think this is going to be his last season.
But I'm hoping that they wind up squeaking it out. I have Arizona in every one of my pick'em leagues this week. So
okay.
Let's see.
All right.
Joe, who do you got?
Well, you know, ever since the Rams moved out of Los Angeles, which they should have never done.
Eric Dickerson is still upset about that.
Yeah, so am I. You know, it's just I haven't liked them. You know, there's the old joke, if you want to keep the Rams out of your yard, just put up a goalpost.
Oh.
Well, you know, they're probably Jewish. They don't like to touch the pigskin. But, you know, it's very bad. So I have to go with the Arizona Cardinals.
All right.
And why do they, you know, they make a great iced tea. They really do.
They do. You know. They do. And we're drinking some right now.
As we're sipping on it, yes.
Well, that's their fallback. You know, if they can't play football, they make iced tea.
I don't know how excited I am that Joe just gave me the kiss of death picking my team, but that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. That's okay. We're focusing.
All right.
All right. So I skipped the Jet game and I skipped the Giant game because there's a bias between the two of us being hosts.
Yeah.
So I'm skipping right to the two Monday night games.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I really thought you were going to pick the Giants-Dallas game because I was really struggling with who I was going
to
pick.
We'll get to that a little bit. Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington Redskins. First Monday night game tomorrow night. Cannot wait. As soon as I get off the plane, straight to the room watching the game.
Wow.
Cannot wait.
Yeah. This for me is this is a tough pick. Two pretty evenly matched teams.
Yeah.
Two very evenly matched
this
teams.
This is game of the week for me.
Yeah.
This is the game of the week.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. Philadelphia versus Washington. You know what? I really two evenly matched teams. I like the youth that Washington has as opposed to the Philly has some youth too, but they have the new head coach trying to implement that new offense. I'm going to pick Washington.
Okay.
I like RG3 better than Vic.
I am going with Washington also. The reason why I'm going with Washington is the fact that RG3 is playing. If Kirk Cousins was the quarterback, I would be taking Philly in a heartbeat.
Kirk Cousins was the quarterback, I'd be picking myself to win that game.
Yeah, pretty much. Kirk Cousins isn't terrible, but he's not RG3.
No.
Alfred Morris last year, 335 carries. 335 carries.
That's a lot.
That's a Mike Shanahan offense.
Yep.
1,613 yards, 13 touchdowns. LeSean McCoy, 200 carries for Philly, 840 yards, 2 touchdowns. Bryce Brown actually had more rushing touchdowns last year than LeSean McCoy. Shady McCoy was also hurt. That ends this year. I'm really curious to see the Chip Kelly offense in all its glory. When we had Russell Baxter on the show, he said, what are you going to get from them? Are you going to get the wing? Are you going to get the bill from the old Oregon offense?
Right.
I think you get the full Daffy Donald Duck type of deal right
now.
Yeah,
it definitely looked like he's gone full duck.
You're going full duck with this team. All the plumage from a duck that you could actually get for. Yeah. I just don't like Mike Vick as a quarterback. Not against this team. Arakpo's healthy. Ryan Kerrigan's healthy. They have a decent secondary. Arakpo is the key in this game because Arakpo is going to spy on Vic the entire game.
You have to.
And if Arakpo's got side-to-side edge rush speed, if Vic tries to break the pocket and go for a little bit of a jaunt, it not happening.
And Arakpo's a big hitter, so Vic has to watch his back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Joseph.
Well, this is pretty tough because it's not snowing yet. When it starts to snow, everybody knows that the team that's wearing white is at a definite advantage because you can't see them.
And NFL spec ops.
Yeah. So, you know, because these are two, sort of northern teams.
Oh, sweet Christ, what did we do?
Yeah. No, this is logic. You know, when you've got evenly matched teams, you have to go for who's got a stomachache, who's wearing the right colors, who felt good, who had a fight with his wife, you know. So I'm just gonna have to go with the it's Redskins, right? Indians,
right?
Yes,
I guess the Eagles.
No, versus Eagles, which is a bird.
It's Native Americans who own the land first against our state's bird.
This is a very tough choice. Like you know, like if they were fighting somebody, like if Indians were fighting the Patriots, wow, you have a choice. You
love
know, you
Christ pick
American guys and. All right, so I'm just going to have to go with the Redskins.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, tough one.
We give you insight.
I'm sweating.
And Joe gives you something.
So yeah, exactly.
And I'm very good at hindsight. Like, ask me tomorrow who wins. I'll tell you every winner. I'll give you 8 winners.
Unbelievable.
Tomorrow.
And the last game that we're going to put on the Pros vs. Joe segment is the last game of the week. Houston Texans traveling to San Diego against San Diego Chargers. I'm going to start. No brainer. Houston wins by 20 points.
I'm going to agree with Houston. I'm not necessarily going to agree with the 20 points, but this should be a very easy win for a Texans team who started out amazing last season and tanked near the end.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that this year. I think they're going to be consistent. J.J. Watt, Brian Cushing, going to absolutely destroy Phillip Rivers.
Matt Schaub last year, 4,000 yards, 22 touchdowns. For a guy that everybody says, oh, he's not that good. Yeah, okay. Arian Foster, 351 carries, as we talked about Alfred Morris before. 1,424 yards, 15 touchdowns. Andre Johnson, 1,500, just two yards shy of 1,600 yards, four touchdowns. On the flip side for San Diego, no Manti Te'o this week. His
girlfriend's going to be there, though.
Yeah, she's going to be playing, so they're going to have 10 on the field. Philip Rivers, 3,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, but he also had close to 26 picks last year. Ryan Matthews, 707 yards. Their X factor this year is Danny Woodhead. Woodhead is a good fantasy guy, good sleeper guy, because if Ryan Matthews gets hurt, there's your guy.
Right. And although he's got Philip Rivers.
Yeah. Looking back at the 2003 draft, 2003 or 2004, 2003 draft, the Eli Manning for Philip Rivers trade.
Yep.
That's been the biggest trade for the Giants since. That was the biggest move for the Giants since they drafted Lawrence Taylor.
Right, so. And everybody begged on the Giants for making the move. How's it look now?
Two Super Bowls, two Super Bowl MVPs to Philip Rivers having one winning season?
Maybe.
Anywho, Joe, Texans and Chargers.
Oh, well, this is an easy one.
We're going to check out for a little bit.
No, seriously. Everybody knows that in Texas, you are born for football. It's the way it is. The Texans football from your child to then. You cannot beat Texas. How come they're never in the Super Bowl? Anyway, didn't they used to be the Houston Oilers or something at one time?
No, the Houston Oilers were the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, they keep changing their names and their states. There's no allegiance anymore in football. You know, it's like the Brooklyn Dodgers when they left Brooklyn. Well, anyway, I'm going with Texas. Any team from down south will always be the team from up north.
All right.
Well, maybe.
All right. I figured you were going to go with the Chargers simply because a charge would electrocute a Texan.
Oh, no.
If it rained.
Oh, no. How dare you?
Based on the logic you've used, I mean, come on. Can you blame me for thinking that?
First of all, if you know anything about the Civil War, a Pickett's charge was a big failure. Everybody got killed. So just because you charge...
What was I thinking? I'm sorry, John. Yeah. I wasn't alive then.
And I keep telling my wife, stop charging. I'm going broke. You can't do this. You know,
So the five games, as I try to get some kind of decorum back on the show, the only two games that we have picked different, Joe has the Tennessee Titans, where Will and myself have Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And we also have where Will went with St. Louis and Joe and myself went with Arizona. Other than that, we went chalk, so to speak,
pretty
for
much.
Everybody else.
Oh.
If you want to see what our picks are, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/tattoos and touchdowns. It is pinned to the top of the page. Let us know what you think. If you feel differently, put it out there. Tell us why. Start a little debate. We like that kind of stuff.
Hey, Chrissy, what's your pick of the week? Guaranteed, can't lose, it's going to win no matter what. So what's the Bet the Ranch pick?
We're going to get to that in a few.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're going to get to that in a few.
Because I have my money already.
I know you do. That's why I'm keeping it ready for you.
I have to go down to the butcher shop and place my bet.
The butcher shop.
Yeah. They don't sell meat anymore.
From one guinea to another, I love you sometimes.
Okay. Sometimes.
Okay.
So, you want to just start fast-tracking through the games, or do you want to take a break again?
We can start going through the games because we're going to debate a couple of them, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I lost.
Go ahead.
We've already started. We've already picked the first two of the 1 o'clock games: Patriots at Bills, and the Titans at the Steelers. So we're going to skip through that. Let's hop over to the Falcons versus the Saints.
Okay, and really quick in the Pros versus Joe segment, there's no spread. The games that we're going to fast track through now, we're going to put the spread on there. So if anybody's playing with their bookie,
let's do all the games with the spread.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Let's do all the games with the spread.
All right, so the first game again was going to be New England at Buffalo. We're going to go back. Okay, so New England is giving 9.5 in that game.
Giving 9.5 to Buffalo, huh?
Yeah.
I got to go New England either way.
Yeah, I said this to my wife. My wife's in an office pool, and she does everything with the spread. And the last game was Baltimore-Denver. And it was an 8.5 point spread in that game.
Right.
I said, honestly speaking, if it was another 0.5, I would have told you to take Baltimore because I don't trust 9 points. But it's 8.5. Go with Denver. She was up in arms. No, I can't go. I said, just go with Denver. And lo and behold, Peyton Manning does what he does.
Right.
In this game, New England and Buffalo have always played tight, but Tom Brady's going to come out today and just step on necks.
Yeah.
And I got to go with New England with that spread.
Tom Brady has a little something to prove because he's got less around him now than he's had in the past as far as names are concerned.
Right.
Okay, he's always had pretty decent receivers, and now he has his most reliable receiver is going to be Amendola. You got to wonder. But I think he's going to come out, try to make a point, and I think whenever Tom Brady wants to come out and make a point, he's going to do it. And nine and a half, you said, right?
Yeah, 9.5.
9.5. I think that's a safe bet. I think the Patriots could absolutely win by at least 10.
That's an absolute safe play. All right, so now we got Atlanta at New Orleans. New Orleans is giving 3.5 to Atlanta. This game is going to be a shootout.
Yeah, that's a tough pick.
Yeah, I personally went with New Orleans at home. Sean Payton back on the sideline, first time. Had a full season, off season with Drew Brees. Drew Brees has got Jimmy Graham. He's got Darren Sproles. He's got Marcus Colston. He's got enough around him. I'm not sold on Atlanta's defense. They lost Brent Grimes in the offseason to Miami.
Right.
OC's on the defensive line, but I don't like anything back from the D-line, you know, from linebacking back. I'm going to take New Orleans in this game. I think New Orleans wins this game. It's going to be a Madden score, so I'm going to say like 45-38 type of score.
I could see... I could agree with you as far as the win is concerned. I think the Saints will win this game, and I think mainly because Drew Brees and Sean Payton are back together again. For some reason, there's a special kind of magic with those two, and I'm terrible at picking a score. I'm not gonna lie, I'm horrible at it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty good at picking winners, not usually against the spread, but. Yeah, New Orleans is the team for me.
For anybody who thinks that I'm crazy with some of the points that I give, I have a system to it. On the Ham Radio Show, I gave 31-17 being the final score of the Denver-Baltimore game, and for a little while, I was spot on.
Right.
My thing is that I look at, I factor in matchups, and I do the what's going to happen in this situation. I factor in fatigue. One day I'll actually give like a good full half hour breakdown as to how I do it, because I'll probably lose a lot of people, but I really don't care. You're going to listen to me. It's my show.
Well, we do care, but you're going to listen, because yeah. You're going to wonder what you're going to wonder how, and then you're going to sit there and go, hey, you know what? He might be onto something.
Exactly. So, Phil's Minnesota Vikings traveling to the Detroit Lions. Detroit's giving 5.5 in this game. I'm going Detroit at home, given the points. I don't like Minnesota's defense outside of Jared Allen. Xavier Rhodes is going to be good. I just think Megatron and Reggie Bush and Joyce Bell, who's going to be, they already slated him to be the backup running back. Brandon Pettigrew, Matt Stafford, if he stays healthy and upright. The defense is beastly. I think Peterson still has a big day.
Peterson's always going to have a big day.
Peterson, you could as long as he doesn't get hurt, you could pencil him in for 125 yards.
All right, so yeah, easily. So let's see.
Given 5.5,
Vikings are favored by 5.5.
No, Detroit's favored.
Detroit's favored by 5.5. Excuse me. You know what? I think it's going to be a close game. I think a field goal is going to decide it. I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
I think AP comes out with a big game just to start his next quest to setting the rushing record.
You think he's going to break it this year?
I don't think he's going to break it.
Do you think he runs for 2,000 yards, being the first running back in history to ever rush for back-to-back 2,000 yards?
If anybody can do it, it's him. So, okay. Yeah, I think he can do it.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to come – well, I mean, let's face it. If you're going over 2,000 yards, you're coming close to the record. But I don't think he's going to come as close to the record as he did last year.
Right.
I don't think he's going to miss it by 9 yards.
That's fair enough. Now, if you hear us do any picks that we pick differently in the same game as far as the pros versus Joe segment, remember, this is with point spread.
Right.
So if you hear like, oh, well, they said, you know, Tennessee was going to win. Why didn't you take them? That's why. Now we're factoring in point spread.
Right.
All right. Joe, get ready. Here's my lock of the week.
You got it. I'm ready. I got the money ready.
We got Indianapolis at home giving 9.5 to Oakland. Take Indianapolis in this game.
No question.
Indianapolis is going to win this game by 14 points.
Wow.
At least.
Two touchdowns. Okay.
You got the listen. Oakland could be something special with Terrell Pryor. Terrell Pryor again. Matt Flynn has been snake bit. He goes to three separate teams. He doesn't get to start on any of them.
Right.
Okay. That's got to show you what kind of a quarterback Matt Flynn is. Okay. He gets a big contract off one game. Terrell Pryor, rookie. They have no passing game. There's no wide receivers around. The only wide receiver they had, they're playing him in this game with DHB.
Right.
Darren McFadden, can he stay healthy? Their second best player is their backup running back in Rashad Jennings. You can't put both of them on the field at the same time, all the time.
No, you can't.
Darren McFadden will rush for 100 yards in this game. Got a gut feeling on that.
Okay.
However, Andrew Luck, 3 touchdowns, no picks. He's got too many weapons around him. Reggie Wayne has a big day. T.Y. Hilton has a big day. DHB catches a touch just to shove it in the ass of Oakland. The defense looks great. No brainer. Indianapolis wins this game. Take it to the bank. They cover the spread.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I could absolutely agree with that.
Joe, call Louis the Butcher and tell him.
You got it.
All right, so now we got Pittsburgh.
Tell him you want the New York strip steak this week.
You got to trim the fat off that.
He's got no meat in the showcase. All he's got is these little cards he hands. I don't understand.
So we got Pittsburgh at home against Tennessee. Pittsburgh is giving 7.5 in this game. This is part of our Pros versus Joe segment. I'm still going to go with Pittsburgh given the touchdown. I don't like Jake Locker. I never have and never will.
Yeah. You know what? I hate picking with the spread. Jesus.
I love it. I know
I'm just terrible at it.
I know you're going to give us your pick in a second. My thing with the spread is it separates guys who could just circle a page and
but I'm good at that.
I know, I understand. But like my job, my office pool last November, 3 weeks I went undefeated. And I only won once because there were people that were piggybacking off my picks. And then it came down to my tie break, which was points.
Right.
I shouldn't lose money on combining score.
No, I agree. And I mean, and let's look at it. I'll put it to you this way. The last time I was picking in a pool against the spread, okay, I was doing so miserably that my wife looked at me and said, "What in God's name are you doing? Let me make your picks for 1 week. Let me see how I do." So I let him make the picks for 1 week. It was the first season that the Colts were, they flirted with going undefeated.
Yeah.
And she was making picks that I would never make. Like Indianapolis would be favored by like 20 points, and she would pick Indianapolis, and they would cover. Okay.
Just like her heaving 75 yards downfield in Madden.
We'll get to that at the end of the show. So, like, I was terrible at it. She actually put me close to the money in that. Okay? I went from the bottom of the league almost into the money. Last year when we were doing this on Will and Phil, we were picking just straight up who's going to win, who's going to lose. And we were close for a little while, but near the end of the season, I started to pull away from everybody else, and I wound up winning that league.
Yeah, I hate just picking a game. I hate just saying, yeah, they're going to win.
Yeah. For me, it's what I'm good at. I guess it separates the men from the boys.
No.
I'm a boy.
No.
I'm okay with it.
No, it's, in my eyes, doing what we do, there's the handicapping itself, because this game says 7.5, but there could be 3 other sheets out there. Like, perfect example, Phil's wife had a office pool, and the Denver-Baltimore game was a 9.5 spread.
Right.
When I looked at his sheet, they took Baltimore. It's a safe play. Baltimore at 9.5? Absolutely. Who knew Peyton Manning was going to tie an NFL record?
You never bet against Manning on it. That's a small spread for.
See, I think nine. I thought 8.5 was perfect. I thought 9.5 was too much. But that's it. There's that one little point that separates everything. That's why I love with the spread, because then there are a lot of bookies that just give you a shit spread that you know you're going to lose no matter how you look at it.
Right.
And you never bet the over under in a game. It's the worst thing. It's always snake bit. So who do you have in Pittsburgh, Tennessee, 7.5 points?
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I think the defense could still hold it up.
Given the touchdown and a half punt, we both have Pittsburgh. Okay. We're going to do one more. We're going to go to break, and then we'll come back and finish up the games. We got Jacksonville at home against the new-look Kansas City Chiefs. Jacksonville is getting 3.5. I don't care. Give me KC.
Yeah.
That you can't.
Yeah, the Lorax is going to do something good with them. There's just
Jamal Charles runs for 150 yards today.
That's bold.
Yeah, that's what I feel, though.
But it is Jacksonville.
It is Jacksonville.
The future London Jaguars.
I hope, for the sake of the NFL, I hope I'm wrong. But I want to see Jacksonville succeed. I want to see all teams succeed. But except for the Patriots.
There are three teams I don't want to see succeed. I know.
But anyway, we both have KC in this game. So with that, we'll go to the break. We'll come back with the Seattle-Carolina game. This is Tattoos and Touchdowns on MoreLikeRadio.com. Be back in a minute.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Brain Stew, Dutch and Royce, The Cousin Joe Show. In the traditions of these great internet radio shows about fighting back against the odds, More Like Radio presents another milestone in internet radio history. 360 on 420.
Dead babies? What the fuck is a dead baby?
He's not supposed to sound like he likes it.
It's not funny, that's Dutch. What happened, Mama's son? Guys!
You said you didn't.
They've been laughed at, picked on, and otherwise put down.
No, shut up. I don't want to hear you on your shitty mic. You know what? Time out. 15 minutes.
I don't have a shitty mic. You finish.
15 minutes, Nord. Time out. No microphone talking. Okay, Stoner and T3, enforce it, because I'm sick of hearing, all right? Let's get a good Xbox, Mike.
They don't have the talent or the funds, but they've got the gold.
That's right. Use my shit for a promo.
It's time for the odd to get even. 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight. Their time has come. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com. Dead babies.
I drink to that.
The Elvis and Alfred Show. Thursdays, MoreLikeRadio.com, 5 to 7. I'm Elvis Cage.
I'm Alfred.
I'm Jameson. And on the phone?
It's Bill. I'm phoning it in.
Oh, he's phoning it in. Coming to you live from the Halfpenny Pub in Sayville.
That's right. Punk rock music.
Independent music.
And all the rest of the things that we speak about.
Crazy party stuff.
Yeah. Here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
And ElvisAndAlfred.com 24/7.
Yarr!
The Elvis and Alfred Show.
Oh, yeah. Bounce to this. Jiggle what?
I like this song.
So white.
Easy. I'm a metalhead, for Christ's sake.
There we go.
Tattoos and Touchdowns, ladies and gentlemen. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. Chris, we're picking our games and we're picking them against the spread. I'm probably tanking just because I'm awful at picking the spread. But I don't care. It's fun.
Yeah.
So, what's the next game we got to pick?
Well, first of all, don't tell me easy. I'm not Riley Cooper. I didn't say anything bad.
Wow.
That's first off.
I didn't say you said anything bad.
Hashtag N-bomb bandit.
That's fantastic.
Okay, so we got Seattle at Carolina. Carolina getting 3.5 against Seattle. That's a deceiving spread, and I'll tell you why.
Please.
Carolina has a top 10 running back in D'Angelo Williams if he stays the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Stewart's hurt. they have, excuse me, they have D'Angelo Williams being the main guy. So I want to see Cam Newton make something of this season. We got to hope it happens for them. That defense for Carolina could be fantastic. I don't think it happens this week. I think by the middle of the season, they're in the top 10 in defense. Not okay. going to give them any more wins than they're already going to have because they're going to kill a division. I'm going to go with Seattle in this game. I think Seattle wins by 6. It's going to be a tight game.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take Seattle just because of their resume, but it's going to be a tight game.
So I don't think it's going to be that tight. I think. I do think Seattle's going to win, but I mean, I could see Seattle winning by about 10 points. I mean, their defense is just phenomenal. Their offense is fantastic. You know, one of the teams to beat in the NFC.
Right.
I don't think Carolina can hang. I really don't. I mean, granted, D'Angelo Williams is there, but, you know, D'Angelo Williams and Cam Newton can't make up the entire offense. And by the way, congratulations to Cam Newton. Got the captaincy.
Oh, good for him.
Got the captaincy. We thought it wasn't going to happen at the beginning of the season. Figured it was going to be more towards the middle, but he got it already. So,
good for him.
But, yeah, I don't think two guys can make up your entire offense. And I think Russell Wilson's just going to tear apart their defense.
And that Seattle defense is just beastly.
Yeah.
And even if they had wide receivers to throw to, Steve Smith is 1,000 years old now, even though he could still do it. I'm not saying he can't.
Right.
But
just he's kind of a shell of what he used to be. Yeah,
Richard Sherman's got him on smash this entire day. I think Steve Smith maybe has 50 yards receiving. Mm-hmm. Brandon LaFell is going to have a bigger day than Steve Smith.
Okay.
So
I can see that.
Every game I'm trying to give you guys a little bit of a bold prediction. Maybe some of them pan out. Okay, so we got Cincinnati at Chicago. Chicago's giving 3.5 to Cincinnati. This game is in my top three of toughest to pick. Cincinnati's that sexy pick for everybody to win that division and possibly even go to the Super Bowl. I don't know where anybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl.
Nay, nay.
Geno Atkins just signed a huge contract for Cincinnati to lock him up, which is great. They have a great defense, great offense. I'm not sold on the law firm as their running back. I think by halfway through the season, Giovanni Bernard is going to wind up being their starting running back.
Yeah, the law firm's a little bit on the old side, too. He's lost a couple of steps.
Old by NFL standards.
Right.
Younger than the both of us. So.
Right.
I'm going to take Chicago given the points in this game. I like Chicago at home. Brandon Marshall's playing. I'll take them given the points.
All right. You know what? Just for kicks, I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Bengals because I think Andy Dalton's going to come out wanting to make a point. And, traditionally, the Bears' defense is renowned and stoic and just usually very good. And I think that Dalton's going to come out and make that statement he wants to make to sit there and say, hey, listen, I'm here to stay. Get used to me. This is what we're going to be doing. And he's got some decent weapons to throw to.
Yeah, he has decent weapons. This is a tough aerial matchup for Cincinnati because you have the Bears were in the top three last year, if I'm not mistaken. I'll be safe and say top five. Of defensive takeaways.
Right.
Charles Peanut Tillman, great season. The one glaring hole now is Mike Singletary. Yeah, he hasn't been there forever. No Brian Urlacher. Same position.
Right.
Just thought a little bit further back. Julius Peppers is going to have a big season for them. Lance Briggs is going to have a big season. I just think that home, something about Chicago at home, man. Home field advantage to me is just something.
Yeah, you know what, to a certain extent, I mean, as far as home field advantage for me, the only place it really makes that big of a difference is Seattle.
Okay, that's fair.
Because that 12th man is legit.
It's the best home field advantage in sports.
You know, right.
About football, sports.
There is something to be said about home field advantage, but I don't think it really makes that much of a difference in the rest of the NFL as it does in Seattle.
Okay. We have Tampa. Going to MetLife to take on the Jets, 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 Jets. Jets are getting 3.5 in this game. Don't matter. Don't care. Taking Tampa.
I think Darrelle Revis is coming out with something to prove. Geno Smith made the mistake of sitting there going, I didn't even study film on Darrelle Revis. Geno, you're an idiot. Darrelle Revis he's getting a pick today. He's getting a pick today, and he's taking it to the house.
He's going to have two interceptions. One of them will be a pick six. I agree with you on the pick six. This game is a tough spread game. And this is another one of those, wow, how do you, you know, the Jets' all-time record against Tampa is 9-1 at home. It's their best home field advantage record, like in a short, small sample size. Santonio Holmes is playing in this game. And I was having a conversation yesterday, and think about this for a second. Was the problem with Mark Sanchez and Santonio Holmes that bad that Santonio Holmes was willing to sit out? All of a sudden, he had a Lisfranc injury that he was supposed to be out.
Right.
Like, that was it. He was done 6 weeks. They didn't know if he was returning. Sanchez hurts his shoulder. He's not playing. All of a sudden, Santonio, oh, I can play. Is your relationship with him that bad that you can't get along on the field, knowing full well you're gone after the season? All three of them, Rex, Mark, and Santonio.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's an interesting point. It's not something I had actually considered. But, I mean, there is some legitimacy to that question. I'm going to say I don't know. I'm going to sit there and say maybe it has something to do with the fact that he wants to try to build a rapport with Geno Smith. But at the same time, knowing Santonio Holmes is the way he is, there is some legitimacy to that question. And, you know, I mean, you really can't help but wonder, and I could see that as being true. It'll never come out as being true.
It never will. No, absolutely. You know, right.
Maybe not until Santonio leaves the Jets and goes elsewhere. But that's an interesting question. You know what? Debate that, guys. Throw it up there. Throw it up there on the Facebook page, and let's see what you think about it. Or call in. Call in 908-854-4228. Let us know what you think about that little intriguing point Chris just made.
It kind of rings in. You know, it was a red flag when I saw it, and not a red flag with a skull and crossbones on it like Tampa, but it's a red flag for me. Like, sure. Santonio's supposed to be this hurt, okay? He doesn't even play at all in practice in the preseason.
And they were talking about IR for him.
Yes. And now, all of a sudden, oh, he's okay, he's going to be used in a limited role. Why? Because the guy that's throwing the ball is got a different number on, and it's not his name doesn't start with Mark and end in Sanchez? Really?
Yeah.
I think if the Jets are going to win this game, and it's a tremendous if, their defense has got it. They have to, number one, they have to stop Doug Martin. Doug Martin's got to be held under 100 yards rushing.
Not going to happen.
I agree. But if they can keep it between 75 and 110... they got a legit shot. But again, those 110, he could have three touchdowns because they were down in the red zone.
Right.
Josh Freeman, garbage. Don't like him. But he has better wide receivers in Mike Williams and Vincent Jackson. Mm-hmm. The matchups for the Jets are going to be Cromartie and Vincent Jackson, and D. Milliner is going to get the lighter, air quotes again, load against Mike Williams. I don't like Luke Stocker as the tight end for Tampa. I don't see that happening. Copeless is out, which is big. Quentin Copeless is out. Flip side for the Jets offense. You know Revis is going to be on Santonio Holmes anytime he's out there.
Like white on rice.
And white on rice on a paper plate in a snowy day with a glass of milk.
My word.
Yeah. Really sure could have just been flies on shit. Anyway.
Oh.
What else you got? If Jeremy Curley is going to be your number one, yuck, then Santonio Holmes, Darrell Revis has got him on smash. Mark Barron, Deshaun Golson, they got too much secondary. You can't throw the ball this game. Right. Geno Smith throws the ball more than 25 times, Jets are going to lose.
Okay.
You need to have Chris Ivory and Bilal Powell be your catalyst. You need DeBrickashaw and Dukas and Mangold to really throw around that defensive line. It's not going to happen.
And you know what the biggest problem is, too? This is a game where you do have to run the ball more than anything. But you also have a rookie quarterback starting. And what is the one thing all rookie quarterbacks see all season long? Blitz packages.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So that's gonna hinder the run game and kind of force him to pass. He's going to have to make the short passes. He's going to have to find his tight end. He's going to have some West Coast offensive routes running so he can possibly complete a pass.
Right.
So this is going to be a killer game for the Jets. It's going to be a big problem for them.
And the Jets really need this game. I know it's week one, but I'm already putting it. If you want to be anything this year, it's already going to be a must win because you got New England next week on a short week on Thursday night. Forget that game.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I don't care if the spread is 30 points. Take New England. They'll figure out a way to win 31-0.
They will.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then they roll in and play Buffalo after that at home. So they need this game. They need this game if they want to make if they want that Buffalo game to be that hey, we're over 500 type of thing.
Right, and you know what? This is going to be this game could be an absolute confidence booster for Geno Smith if he can pull it out. I just don't think he does.
Yeah, I got Tampa winning this game by 10. Okay, so we got Miami going to Cleveland in basically a pick 'em game. Cleveland's giving a point and a half. Everything else I've seen has been a half a point. That's a basic pick 'em. I'm taking Cleveland at home.
Yeah.
If Miami was home, I would take Miami. Cleveland at home, I'm taking Cleveland.
Brandon Whedon's got a new offense. He's got some okay weapons to throw to. He's got Trent Richardson running the ball. And Miami doesn't have much.
Miami has Cameron Wake. They have Koa Misi, who just signed another big contract.
Right.
I don't like their secondary. Some people like to disagree with me and think their secondary is going to be stellar. You don't need a big secondary against Cleveland. I'm not completely sold on the Josh Gibson and Greg Little. Josh Gordon, excuse me. Josh Gibson was a hell of a Negro League catcher. I'm not sold on that aerial attack.
Okay.
Buckavius Mingo, I think he's out for this game. I just think at home, Cleveland always at home, man. Doesn't matter what their record is. They always play well. I mean, they almost beat Philly at home week one last year.
Right.
They were a couple of plays away from that. I just think Miami not having Dustin Keller in this game is going to hurt. I'm actually pulling up the injured. Sorry, guys.
Who's that?
So it was, again, NFL.com loves to
they love to have automatic videos.
Yeah.
I think this is Brandon Whedon's breakout season, by the way.
Buckavius Mingo out with a lung injury.
He bruised his lungs in the preseason.
Yes.
To the point where he actually flirted with losing his life. And they kept him. You know, if he would have played another couple of plays and took a big hit, he quite possibly would have died. So he's probably going to be back by week three, I would say no later than that.
That's why I love football, man. And baseball, you get a blister, you don't come back for like 6 weeks. Hockey, get hit in the face, I'm back in 15 minutes. This guy, like last year with Jason Witten, ruptured spleen, just patch me up, I'll be back week one.
That's it. There's definitely an extreme toughness to the NFL.
Absolutely.
Not quite as extreme as the NHL, but, you know, absolutely. Those guys are flat out psychotic.
So are we both in agreement with Cleveland?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
And now we got Joe's favorite team, the Green Bay Packers.
A bunch of fags. Oh, God. How can
at San Francisco. San Francisco giving 4.5 in this game. There's a split decision on CBS Sports as far as the experts are concerned.
Ooh.
I like San Francisco in this game.
Good for you.
thanks, Joe. Thanks for the validation.
Where are they playing?
In Frisco.
In Frisco?
This is the big game. This is the big 4 o'clock game. Only 2 4 o'clock games.
Yeah. I got to go to Channel 5. I have to go to San Francisco also.
Yeah. I think they come out. I mean, I don't like the passing game right now for San Francisco, but when you got Frank Gore, LaMichael James, and Colin Kaepernick,
yeah,
Colin Kaepernick's the type of guy who could throw it in the air, run out, catch it himself, and run.
Exactly.
I think San Francisco wins this game by a touchdown at most. That 4.5 is tight,
yeah,
but I think I got them up by a touchdown. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big day, too. It's going to be a shootout.
Absolutely.
So Arizona at St. Louis. St. Louis is giving 4.5. This was one of our Pros versus Joe games.
I think St. Louis can cover that.
I don't. I have Arizona still. I'll take the points with Arizona. I think Arizona wins this game by about 2 touchdowns. Something about Arizona this game.
All right. I hope, listen,
if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Right, absolutely.
I can't do anything about it. I've said to many people, picking games week one is the absolute toughest week to pick.
The first month of the season is generally tough. After that, it becomes a little easier.
My stats, the charting games, has historically been week one, I've never done too well. Because as much preseason as you watch, what you're going to get out of the team itself, everything you see in the preseason is vanilla. There's nothing to it. There's no exotic blitz packages. I base my entire week one picks on how week three panned out.
Right.
So let's go here to the Giants at Dallas. Dallas giving 3.5. Dallas has never won at home in the new Cowboys Stadium against the Giants. I think it ends today.
And they never will.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Joe.
They will never win.
I'm going to take Dallas, giving the 3.5. I think Dallas wins this game 35-31.
I got to disagree with
they
you.
They barely cover.
I'm going to be honest with you. And we were talking during the break. This, for me, was a very difficult decision because...
That's a funky spread.
It really is. Tony Romo's good during the regular season. Okay? Tony Romo is good during the regular season, just not good enough to do much in the postseason or even qualify for the postseason. The Giants' defense right now is suspect, especially their secondary.
Right.
They're going to have to double-team Dez Bryant. They're going to have to watch out for DeMarco Murray coming out of the backfield. Okay? However, when the Giants and Cowboys play each other, it doesn't matter. One team could be 15-0. The other team could be 0-15. Doesn't matter which one is which. They will always play a tight game. I think the Giants win by a touchdown. Last minute. Giants pull it out.
I think the Giants are going to break out to a fast start in this game. And then I think Romo makes a comeback. I don't like that secondary for the Giants at all.
Neither do I.
I think that both him and Eli are both going to throw for over 350 yards in this game. DeMarco Murray and David Wilson are both going to rush for over 100 yards. My X factor in this game for Dallas to win, keep DeMarco Murray healthy, and he can't put the ball on the floor. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't fumble and has at least one touchdown, Dallas will win this game.
Okay.
Miles Austin is going to be bigger in this game than Dez Bryant. They're going to put Amukamara on Dez Bryant probably the entire game, which means you're going to have Corey Webster on Miles Austin. I think Miles Austin eats Corey Webster for lunch. I don't like the safeties. Is Antrell role playing in this game?
I believe so.
I'm actually going to pull up the injury report on the game. CBSSports.com is having fantastic coverage for every game right now. Going to the injury report really fast. Victor Cruz is probable. Henry Hynoski is questionable with his knee. JPP is questionable with his back.
He's actually going to be a game-time decision.
Game-time decision, okay. Will Hill is on suspension. Lance Dunbar for the Cowboys is out with a bad foot. Anthony Spencer is doubtful. Danny McCray is out. And Ronald Leary is probable. So, I think Miles Austin and DeMarco Murray, actually,
okay.
Not fumbling. Those are going to be the keys for this game. I got Dallas winning this game, but it's going to be tight. That 3.5 spread, point spread, if it was anything more, another one of those games. If it was 4 points, 5 points, I take the Giants. But 3.5, I'll take the safe bet and go with the Cowboys.
Fair enough.
Okay, first Monday night game, Philly at Washington. Washington giving 3.5.
Philly at Washington. Washington given 3.5. I'm still going to go with Washington. I'm still going to go with the Redskins.
It's a smart play. It's safe. I don't see Philly being down, coming back from what RG3 could do. I love that new look Philly offense, but I don't know. I think Washington wins this game by a touchdown.
Yeah.
I got him on a touchdown. It was 6.
And I think it's going to be one of those, again, I think it's going to be a close game till the end. Out of nowhere, RG3 is going to break a run, and RG3 is going to wind up scoring the game-winning touchdown.
Finally, to round out, and then we'll take a break, the absolute worst head-scratching spread on this list, Houston at San Diego. Thinking about last year, I'm going to put this to the side for a second. Thinking about last year, those two teams, what would you put the spread at? If you had to handicap really fast, if you someone
Houston
said, I need action.
Houston at San Diego?
Yeah.
I would probably give San Diego 7 points.
Okay. San Diego's getting 4.5.
What?
This is a no-brainer Houston win.
Yeah.
Like, this spread could have easily been 10.
J.J. Watt and Brian Cushing are going to kill Phillip Rivers first and foremost. I mean,
I don't think Ed Reed is playing this week.
No, he's not. He's out.
That's not that can't be the only reason this game is not close to a double-digit spread.
Right.
This is a gimme game. Like, if I got the football sheet in front of me and I had to make three picks and all my money was on one game, I'm taking this game.
Right.
I'm taking Houston. San Diego sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I'm, you know, I try to be as unbiased as possible, but they're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Not quite the worst team in the league, but they rank in there.
They're close.
They are.
They're a 4-5 win team at best this year.
Okay.
Oh, God. This is a no-brainer. Please, if you're betting today, and I don't condone it. Well, I do, but still. Take Houston for tomorrow night. I don't care. Joe, this is another one. Take Houston. Parlay that game.
Okay.
Take Indy with the point, given the points, and then take Houston given the points.
Well, I like Texans. You know, I like
there
Texans.
You go.
I'm a counterfeit cowboy myself, you know.
Yeah, I know. I saw you wearing chaps, and it's disgusting.
Yes, I do.
Buttless.
Be careful. I have spurs, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
actually, now Ed Reed has been promoted to game time decision.
Really?
Yeah.
Because as of last night, they were saying he was going to be out.
As of this morning, game time decision Monday night in San Diego, but he won't start a free safety even if he does play. That nod has gone to Shiloh Keo, according to the NFL Network. Daryl Sharpton is no relation to
Al.
Al, yeah. He's going to be out with a concussion. On the flip side to San Diego, Malcolm Floyd's probable. Corey Liuje is probable. Johnny Patrick is probable. Eddie Royal's probable. Manti Te'o's out. Sideline for their season opener with a foot injury. And then there's no one to rub his foot because his girlfriend doesn't exist.
Aww.
Can we just please stop with this now?
Yeah, no. We got to get over it.
Okay. You want to go to break and then we'll come back and finish up?
Yeah, just what do they expect Ed Reed to play if he does play? Are they expect him to be like a nickel coverage guy?
No,
or?
He's going
to
play free safety, but he's not getting the start.
He's
just going to see few snaps.
Okay.
I think it's safe bet. They're going to crush them anyway this week. Let him sit. Come back week two.
Absolutely. Sounds like a point. Oh, what just happened there?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's because I'm at the bottom of the thing already. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com. We will be back in a couple of moments, and we're going to wrap this bad boy up.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Hey, it's your boy, the impact player, Mr. Philly Raya.
And, of course, your host with the most, Big JP.
And we are
the Mad Cave Radio Show.
Listen, check out our boys, The Sully Show, every Sunday from noon to 2, exclusively on
MoreLikeRadio.com.
That's right. Check them out.
Bitches.
You'll love them.
I bet you will.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
Wait, we're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth's view? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up.
Keep going.
Both funny.
Like where you going.
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming, night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're going to play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday nights, 7 to 10 p.m., only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for...
Tattoos and Touchdowns, morelikeradio.com. Chris, Will, and Joe live from the bunker. We broke down all the games for you guys this week.
That's
actually a lot of work. You guys don't realize how much that is.
It's fun as hell, though.
It is,
man.
Though. It really is. It almost makes me feel like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, and it's so much better when we have 2 hours to do all this in.
Yeah, exactly. It's much easier to fit everything in.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio. We're going to do a fantasy half hour now as we wrap up the show. If you have any fantasy questions, 908-854-4228. Number again, 908-854-4228.
Let's start with the quarterback position, Chris. We'll do a little start and sit him.
Okay. My start of the week, hands down, 100%, Matt Ryan against New Orleans. Now, I know New Orleans is going to win the game, but I'm going to take Matt Ryan against that. I think Matt Ryan has better stats than Drew Brees this week.
Okay.
If you have Matt Ryan starting, and quarterback position has been very deep this year, he has enough weapons with Julio Jones. Roddy White is expected to play. I like that play for Matt Ryan.
All right. I'm going to sit there and say Colin Kaepernick is a stardom. He's going against the Packers. Going to be a little difficult for him. But, I mean, again, the guy can run. The guy can pass. He's going to get your points no matter what.
Yeah, and I'm not completely sold on the Packers defense.
No.
They never have a good defense. This isn't Reggie White time.
Right.
Even when they won the Super Bowl, they didn't have a oh my god defense. They just had a team that gave up 30 points but scored 35.
Right, exactly. It's always been more about the offense of late with the Packers.
Right. My sleeper stardom of the week, I'm sorry, dude, is Tony Romo against the Giants. I think he's going to throw for over 300 yards in this game. But again, that's just my sleeper one. If you really need, like, you don't know who to have. Like, if you have Tony Romo and Andy Dalton on your team and you don't know who to start. Start Tony Romo.
See, I would do the opposite. I was actually going to say Andy Dalton would be my
sleeper.
Andy
Dalton's my sit of the week.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't like Andy Dalton this week. Listen, according to this site, pulling this up, for Chicago defenses, the Bears allowed an average of fewer than 13 fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks at home last year.
Right.
Charles Tillman, Julius Peppers, Lance Briggs, like we said before, I think they get to the quarterback, they get to him early and often, and I would sit Andy Dalton at all costs this week.
All right.
What do you got for a sit this week?
For a sit this week, I'm going to sit Josh Freeman.
Smart.
Even though he's going against the Jets, it's all going to be about Muscle Hamster. It's all going to be about Doug Martin running that ball. And again, the defense is what's going to keep Tampa Bay in the game, and the defense is what's going to make Tampa Bay win the game.
Right. Going over to running back, my start of the week is going to be, I was torn. I love Stephen Ridley this week against Buffalo.
Sure.
But I'm going to stay on the Atlanta New Orleans game. I'm starting Steven Jackson.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Steven Jackson is a no-brainer this week. I think he has a resurgence in his career this year in a new-look offense for himself. I like Steven Jackson this week. I think Steven Jackson goes for over 100 yards.
Okay. Yeah, Steven Jackson could actually absolutely pull that off.
And if you needed another one, David Wilson against Dallas.
I was going to put him as my sleeper pick.
There you go.
I was going to put him as my sleeper pick. I think David Wilson is going to make a point this season, and he's going to make the point against Dallas. And it's just going to be – I can see David Wilson going for 100 yards and a touchdown this week.
Absolutely.
Easily.
And I have him and DeMarco Murray in one league, so hopefully they just keep running the whole game.
Wow.
My sit of the week is Eddie Lacy against San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't like – San Francisco's defense is just dirty.
Yep.
Filthy dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like, ooh, sexy dirty, just filthy dirty.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Patrick Willis, Justin Smith, great, great secondary also. They're going to be, like I said before, in the pocket of a running back. They're going to be in Eddie Lacy's pocket all day long.
Absolutely.
You can't expect a rookie quarterback, running back, and they have two rookie running backs, him and Jonathan Franklin. You can't expect them to burst onto the scene and be that effective in that much of a hostile environment that fast.
Right, absolutely. I mean, this poor kid's going to have nightmares about red jerseys flying on him all day.
My backup sit him this week is Chris Ivory against Tampa. That's a
any Jets running back against anybody.
Against anybody right now until Mike Goodson comes back. I think when Goodson comes back week five, I think he has higher fantasy value. I actually drafted him last round, last pick in one league just to have him. And if he comes back and is serviceable, because he's got a couple of favorable matchups when he gets back.
Yeah, we're gonna have to see. I gotta give him at least a week before I could say anything about
right.
him. See how he comes back, and then we'll take it from there.
Right. My start of the week, wide receiver wise, Antonio Brown against Tennessee, Pittsburgh against Tennessee. Antonio Brown's gonna have a day. He's now officially the number one wide receiver. He always was in my eyes. I think Mike Wallace was more the home run hitter mm-hmm. as he moves to Cleveland. I'm loving Antonio Brown this week, and to a lesser extent, before you give me your starter and sleeper, my sleeper is Miles Austin
okay.
against the Giants.
I'm going to give you my start of the week is Victor Cruz against the Cowboys.
Okay.
Eli loves throwing to him. I mean, he's got himself – Victor Cruz, Akeem Nicks. I think Akeem Nicks is going to draw more of the double team. Victor Cruz is going to benefit. My sit of the week – wow, let's see. Yeah,
well, who's your sleeper start of the week?
My sleeper start of the week. I'm going to stay in the same game and say Dez Bryant. Not really much of a sleeper.
Okay.
But, you know, again, Dez Bryant's going to draw some double teams, and I think he's going to he can easily burn the New York Giants, and he has in the past.
Fair.
So,
sit of the week.
Sit of the week. I'm going to have to agree with you and say Miles Austin.
Oh, you're gonna sit Miles Austin instead
of
being
that's what you had said earlier.
No, he's my sleeper.
Oh,
yeah, he's my sleeper of the week.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
It's fine. We just do a show together. Anyway, so your sit of the week is Miles Austin.
Yeah, my sit of the week is gonna be Miles Austin because I think Dez Bryant's gonna wind up getting the bulk of the catches.
Okay. My sit of the week is Stevie Johnson against the Patriots. I don't care how good Stevie Johnson is. Nobody to throw. I'm not sold on EJ Manuel yet.
Right.
He's just coming off an injury, and anybody with grammar, that much bad, Stevie, stop it.
That much more worser?
Yes. Awfulness. Yeah, I don't like him in that game. My sleeper sit of the week is Vincent Jackson against the Jets. Now, I have Vincent Jackson. I'm going to start him, but I know I'm not going to get big points out of him because, honestly, Cromartie had a fantastic year last year.
Right.
And Cromartie is tall enough and physical enough to actually body Vincent Jackson.
Okay.
So I think Mike Williams, if you have the two of them, Mike Williams has the bigger week than Vincent Jackson does.
All right. I can see that. Who do you want to start at tight end?
Well, considering I have him in five of my six leagues, no-brainer is Jimmy Graham. Hey, come on. Jimmy Graham against Atlanta? Oh, my God. You know what? Let me change that. I'm going to put that one to the side because I'm going to be a homer in that one. My start of the week is Kyle Rudolph against Detroit.
Okay.
I'm not sold on Detroit's linebacking core. And I think Kyle Rudolph, who had flashes of what he will be last year, is going to be huge this year for them. Good security blanket for Christian Ponder. I think Kyle Rudolph has, I'll give him 75 yards and a touch today. I think that's safe play for a tough, like after Jimmy Graham, there's no one. Okay. There's a couple, but when Gronkowski gets back.
I disagree with you because I still think Tony Gonzalez is up there.
And I'm sure he's your start of the week.
He is.
Okay. My sleeper of the week is Zach Sudfeld against the Bills. Sudfeld's probably going to be the starter until Gronkowski gets back. Tom Brady does great things with no names. There's your no name. If you need a guy right now, pick him up.
I'm thinking Tyler Eifert with Cincinnati.
You think he's going to have more of a impact today than Jermaine Gresham?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I absolutely think so. I think Andy Dalton's going to look to him a lot. I think he's going to be under a lot of pressure and a lot of duress, and I think he's going to look right to his tight end, and Tyler Eifert's going to be right there. I don't think anybody's really going to expect a whole lot from Tyler Eifert as far as defense is concerned.
He looked great in the preseason.
He did, but I don't think defenses are really going to plan for him, at least not yet, and I think that's it's going to be an advantage for him.
Okay, my sit of the week. Now, I'm high on this guy for the season, just not in this game. Jermichael Finley. Against the San Francisco 49ers for the Packers. No, absolutely not. Sit. I don't want him.
I agree.
My sleeper sit of the week is in the same game. I'm taking Martellus Bennett against the Bengals. No. I love Cincinnati's linebackers way too much. And I think Martellus Bennett has a terrible day.
All right.
I just don't like, and I'm not a big fan. We've said this before. Cutler. Yeah. You hate Jay Cutler.
I despise him. Who's your terrible commercials too?
Who's your sit of the week?
You know, I'm going to sit Brandon Myers for the Giants.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
Why?
Sit him down. I don't think he's going to do anything against the Cowboys linebacking core. I think the linebacking core is going to be on top of him, and he's just not going to produce against them. I can't see it happening.
Okay. We're going to go to kicker because we have to. We have to do it for everybody.
Do we really?
Yes, we have to do it for everybody. It's not fair. Kickers are people too.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're feet.
A kicker came in here right now and kicked you in the side of the head. You'd feel it.
Well, yeah,
okay.
That's going to hurt.
So, done. End of story.
If you kicked me in the side of the head, it would hurt.
Yeah, not as well, though. I mean, they know trajectory and
they got
whip
pointy
their
shoes.
Leg around. And, yeah, they have pointy shoes. Or you could be old school like the dude from Denver and kick with your bare foot.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those kickers,
didn't
man.
Didn't that hurt, those old-style guys?
No, because it was so cold in Denver, his foot was numb.
His foot didn't fall off. My God. Break your toe.
My start of the week is Matt Bryant. I mean, if you need a kicker, Atlanta's kicker, you never take a kicker outside of the last three rounds of a draft anyway. You take a kicker that's on a team that's going to get you a lot of points, but you want a team that's not going to score a ton of points as far as touchdowns go. You want a team that's going to get you in the red zone and kind of fizzle out. That's why I kind of like Nick Folk as my sleeper.
Mm.
Jets, fizzle out, kick a field goal for us. But Matt Bryan is my starter of the week.
I'm going to say Sebastian Janikowski. The guy's most consistent kicker I've ever seen.
And perfect example, got a team that can fizzle out outside, you know, past the 50.
Yeah.
I need a guy to kick a 55-yarder. The original Legatron.
Right, yeah. Sebastian Janikowski, the guy can kick from miles away and hit it every time. He's done it. He's on a team that's not going to see the end zone all that often, so he's going to have a lot of long field goals. And if anybody can make them on at least a mostly consistent basis, it's Sebastian Janikowski.
My sit of the week is Rob Baronis against Pittsburgh. Tennessee doesn't historically do well in Pittsburgh,
yeah.
And that turf is something to be desired sometimes, according to visiting kickers.
I'll agree with you on that.
Okay. Because really, I could see Will is falling asleep as I talk about kickers. all right, defenses of the week. This is a big one. Because defenses can win you a fantasy league.
Absolutely.
You have a defense that pitches a shutout that week, you got an extra 17 to 20 points. Big time. Chicago, for me, was huge last year because of how many takeaways they had.
Right.
My start of the week is going to be Patriots against Buffalo. I don't like anybody on the Patriots defense as a man, but as a unit against a team that is terrible, yeah, I'll take that any day of the week.
Seattle's offense is money for me right now.
So you're going to go Seattle against Carolina.
Yeah, absolutely.
My sleeper of the week is the Colts against the Oakland for all the reasons that I said when we were dissecting the game. I don't like anything on Oakland outside of Run DMC, and that's it.
Tampa Bay against the Jets.
Okay, so that's your sleeper alert. My sit of the week, and if you have – listen, if you have this team as your starting – defense, hang yourself. San Diego against Houston.
Mm.
If you have San Diego as your number one defense, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I'm sure you're in a league big enough that you could take another team.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to sit the Giants. Absolutely going to sit the Giants against Dallas.
According to NFL.com, they have their sit of the week is the Cowboys against the Giants.
You know what? Both of these offenses could absolutely pick apart the opposing defense. It can go either way.
My sleeper sit of the week is Green Bay. Just avoid Green Bay at all costs. Joe, why do we avoid Green Bay?
Because they're a bunch of fags. Okay. Everyone knows this.
Just checking. Thanks.
We just want to drive it home.
horrible people.
I just avoid Green Bay at all costs this week. I think San Francisco comes out firing big time.
Yeah. Absolutely, as San Francisco's coming out with a point to make. You know, they're angry that they lost the Super Bowl.
So we got a couple of minutes left.
We sure do.
I'm gonna actually pull up if the website wants to work for me, because NFL.com I think is being inundated. Why would you be? You should be going at morelikeradio.com and listening to us.
Absolutely, NFL.com has nothing live right now.
We have really quick. download the free TuneIn app for your phones. We're going to be replayed on Tuesday night from midnight to 2 a.m. Yep. And then we're replayed again on Friday afternoon from noon to 2 p.m. You can give us a listen. I mean, it's really not going to help you in your fantasy. But if you want to hear our lovely voices, that's what you do. So I want to talk about you, Mr. Flying Teabag.
Yay.
He had... Will has Peyton Manning. I have no idea. I think we're being attacked by aliens.
Aliens, yeah, really.
Okay. Will has Peyton Manning starting. And our good friend Jeff, who is still in the chat room, was part of the Friends of the Show League. The poisonous players have been poisoned because they got to face the ultimate teabag in Peyton Manning. Really quick, the score right now. Now, Jeff has everybody going basically today, and his quarterback goes tomorrow night. Oh, God, Jeff, you have the Chargers defense starting. I'm so sorry.
Sit him, Jeff, sit him.
Wait, no, his other sit is the Packers.
I'd rather start the Packers. I would much rather start the Packers.
Jeff, please, I really hope you're still listening and not smiling with no shirt on like you like to do all the time. Just please sit the Chargers. Please, please, please sit the Chargers.
He responds, ugh!
Peyton Manning for Will got 64.28 points. he has, like, there's nothing else. I mean, and, oh, God, I feel really bad because looking at Jeff's team, JerMichael Finley, one of our sits. Chargers, one of our sits. Terrell Pryor, you have Jonathan Franklin, another one of our sits. The Green Bay Packs, another one of our sits.
Chris Ivory.
Yeah, Chris, another one of our sits. Dude, we should just call you the TNT sit of the week. I'm so sorry. And Will's got Darryl Richardson and Lamar Miller this week. He's got Megatron and Andre Johnson. He's got T.Y. Hilton. Oh, God, is it going to be bad, bad news this week, dude. I am so sorry.
I may put up 300 points.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to put up that
high. My team, Tattoos and Touchdowns, is playing my wife's team, affectionately named Sanchez's Headband, because Mark Sanchez wears a bunch of headbands. I don't like the name of her team. I think it's lame.
We discussed that last week.
Yes.
And Mark Sanchez, he wears prettier headbands than my daughter does. And my daughter wears some pretty headbands.
Your daughter is just pretty, period. That's it.
You don't have to kiss up.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I think my wife is actually going to beat me this week. I started Ed Dixon over Jared Cook, which was my biggest mistake of the week. Ed Dixon had 2 points. Torrey Smith got me 13 points. I didn't start Flacco because I'm putting a lot of emphasis on Tony Romo. I have LeSean McCoy and David Wilson going. Her running backs are Arian Foster, which is amazing, and Reggie Bush. My one key here is she has Michael LeSean as her flex. I have Michael Bush as my flex, and I think in red zone opportunities, Michael Bush is going to get more points.
Absolutely.
Torrey Smith and Miles Austin are my two starting wide receivers. The wide receivers are Cecil Shorts and Victor Cruz. And then she has Jason Witten, which I think is the X factor for her. I have the Falcons defense and the Redskins defense. I have to make that change right now because have the Falcons in.
Just real quick, Jeff, you can try to airdrop all you want right now. You're not going to be able to your airdrop is not going to take effect until Tuesday. You need at least 24 hours for the airdrop to go through. And it's not going to happen on game day. Sorry, pal.
Sorry, dude. It's all right. It's only 1 week. And this is what I tell people because I have Peyton Manning in my other big money league.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, this is ridiculous. I said, it's week one.
Exactly.
You're not going to win anything in week one of preseason or regular season. All you're going to do is say, hey, you had a big week.
Right.
Maybe you win an extra $20 if you're in one of those leagues that most points wins you something for the week.
Yeah.
Other than that, Jeff, you're going to be fine. You have a good team. Just the matchups for you this week are terrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so really quick, I want to touch on a couple of other teams.
And just to put it out there real quick, you are up 15.5 to nothing right now.
Yeah, but again, I had two guys go. Karen had nobody go.
Right.
So that 15.5 points is nothing.
Right, exactly.
If it was 25, hey, okay.
Yeah.
But no, that was terrible. So we have a friend of the show from Twitter, I Yell and Who Dat, is playing C Says Hi, which is my friend Joey. C Says High is up 25.7 to 9. I Yell and Hoot At, the only person that went for her is Justin Tucker, which is the kicker. She has a beefed up team with Luck, McFadden, Doug Martin, Jordy Nelson, Pierre Garçon, and Jimmy Graham. And her flex is Greg Jennings.
Not bad.
If I was her, I would actually start Isaac Redman over over Greg Jennings, but that's just me. On the flip side, Joey has Wes Welker, who had a big day for him. He has Jamaal Charles and Chris Johnson. Not bad. I just don't like Chris Johnson as a running back anymore.
I don't like your starting quarterback right now, Tannehill.
Oh, he's in love with Tannehill. I'm in his fantasy league. And Tuesday night, last Tuesday we drafted, and I wound up picking Ryan Tannehill on purpose as my third string quarterback just so he couldn't get him. just to be
wow.
A pain. Yeah. Okay, we got, let's see, Mama of Two and the Rattleheads. Mama of Two is Dawn. Is Will's wife. She has quite a team. The only thing that I don't like right now this week is the Eddie Lacy start. She has Colin Kaepernick, Mendenhall and Lacy, Dez Bryant and Julio Jones. Jesus. Brandon
Myers.
You're
welcome, honey.
Stevie Johnson. On the bench, Isaiah Pied is suspended. She even has Russell Wilson as a backup. I mean, she's got a beefed up team. Rattleheads is a friend of ours, my friend Mike. He has Drew Brees. He has Green Ellis and Gore going. He has Sidney Rice and Steve Smith. Greg Olson, D'Angelo Williams. Well, why don't you take everybody from Carolina, Mike? And he has the Panthers defense. That's it. Mama of Two is winning this week. That's Espo's lock. Hot Pickles.
That's my brother.
And that's your brother. Is playing our friend Kira, Vic's Doggy Daycare, which is a fantastic name. Anybody doesn't know.
My favorite name of the league.
Michael Vick, the one. Yeah. Anyway. Hot Pickles is up 33-4. The only one that Vic's Doggy Daycare had was Eric Decker. Hot Pickles had Julius Thomas, and he had Jacoby Jones. Jacoby Jones got hurt, whatever.
Right.
He still has Aaron Rodgers going this week. He still has Reggie Wayne. Stephen Hill I don't like as the play this week, but he has Gronkowski on the bench. He has Holmes. Holmes and Curley, he has a lot. Is he a Jets fan?
Yes.
Okay. Kind of looking at it.
I tried helping him along when he was younger and making him a Giants fan for a winner, being, you know, but he just wouldn't go.
The only change I would make on his lineup, just looking at it really fast, would be I would sit Stephen Hill and start DHB this week. But
Sean, if that's just in case you're wondering, that's Darius Haywood Bay.
Yes. Vic's Doggy Daycare, Brady, Spiller, Vereen, AJ Green, Mike Wallace. That's not bad at all.
Martellus Bennett. And Giants defense.
And she's got the Rams on the bench. If she could, Kira, if you're listening, start the Rams this week.
Yeah, I would say so.
And your brother has the Seahawks against Carolina. That's delicious.
Yeah.
Okay. Can't touch this against the Metalheads. Metalheads is actually a friend of the show. He's one of the guys from another station.
Oh, okay.
Like, he was on Twitter. We don't even know who. Like, I've never talked to him before.
Right.
But he just wanted to be in the league. So. That is still nothing. They're getting ready. All their guys go today. Looking at that matchup, we got Matt Ryan against Josh Freeman. Yuck. Mark Ingram and Darren Sproles. Okay. I don't know why Mark Ingram would be starting for you. Oh, maybe because you have Sean Green as your backup running back. Okay, that would be why.
Alrighty.
Who's can't touch this?
That's Tracy. That's my cousin.
Okay.
Big fan of the show, big supporter.
Absolutely. Should have just named this the Sweeney League. Sweeney Family League. All right.
It's the other side of the family, though. My mom's side.
Team Grimace, which is our friend Phil.
Philip.
Against the Jints.
That's my friend Wayne in England.
Yeah. Jints is up 56-0 right now. Looking at, he has Stafford, Ray Rice, MJD, Hakeem Nixon, Demaryius Thomas. Oh.
Now, Kyle, keep in mind, his team was auto-picked because he lives in England and is about 5 hours ahead of us.
Yes, absolutely. I'm looking at Phil's team right now.
Obviously, AP. Steven Ridley, okay. Andy Dalton at quarterback, okay. Amendola at wide receiver, eh. Victor Jackson at wide receiver.
I actually like his wide receivers. I like his wide receivers and running backs.
Golden Tate for Seattle at the flex spot, I like.
Yeah, because that's a good sleeper.
Yeah. Tyler Eifert, I think he's going to do all right. I'm not sold on Amendola. I don't know. The Saints defense.
That's a bad play.
Yeah,
that's a bad play. I would sooner put Cleveland in over Miami. Then start the Saints against Atlanta. Atlanta's going to rack up close to 50 points this game, man.
Yeah, it's going to be that's a tough play. Looking over to the Gents, I mean,
Gents are a beefy team, man.
Yeah, they really are.
They got Thomas and Hicks. Ahmad Bradshaw, the best flex position that you can get right now is Ahmad Bradshaw. Personal opinion.
Okay.
I think he's going to have a huge day today.
Okay.
Ahmad Bradshaw is that guy you got to just match up with the team that he's playing. But other than that, I think we covered every game. We're going to keep everybody up to date as the weeks progress. Thank you to everybody who is doing the Fantasy League with us. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you to everybody in the chat room today. Thank you to Joe C.
Yes, and don't forget to stay tuned for the Sully Show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. He's not going to be live this week. He's going to be doing a best of.
Who killed him?
No, nobody killed him. Nobody killed
him. Alive.
He's in Canada.
He's my friend.
He's trying to avoid the draft.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Damn draft dodger.
It's cold up in Canada, too.
It very much is. Yeah. Suddenly, I'm Stephen Hill.
A lot of snow there.
But yeah, he's going to be talking about the best of is going to be about his vacation in Williamsburg from 2012.
Okay.
He talks about the Star Trek movie that came out a couple of years ago, and he's going to talk about, they're going to be playing his Dumbass of the Week from April, the woman who uses EMS as a taxi service. As somebody who works in EMS, I've seen it happen.
I was just going
to
say.
I'm going to have to download that and give it a listen because that's going to be
entertaining.
That
really happens? Oh.
You'd be surprised, Joe. You'd be surprised.
And Sully is absolutely fantastic. Yeah. He's a friend of the show. And
big supporter.
We're all friends and more like itself. So just please put us on the website. That's all we ask.
Yeah.
Except for the ham radio guys. Those guys.
No, I love ham radio.
Fuck those guys.
Will's actually going to be calling into ham radio this week because I'm going to be on not vacation. I'm going to be on a business trip in the lovely cornfields of Omaha. Oh,
that's right. Yes. At least the meat will be fresh.
Yeah.
So.
We'll call him and give us a steak report.
Danielle, but yes, I know you're doing the best of.
Yeah.
And I'm excited also.
Did you hear one of the Packers got killed drinking milk?
How?
The cow fell on him.
I took down the rim shot.
When you got to say think about it, no, there's no rim shot for that one. Boo.
As Karen would say,
ooh.
A boo.
A boo. Yeah. So for Will, for Joe, and myself, this has been Tattoos and Touchdowns exclusively on morelikeradio.com, and we'll be back next week. Guys, enjoy today. This is your holiday. Love it and enjoy it.
That's right. Tell the family to leave you alone. Lock it up. Watch the games and enjoy, ladies and gentlemen.
Sandwich and a beer.
They are who we thought they were.